Good morning, good morning, good morning, Reset family. Grace and peace be unto you from God who loves us and Jesus Christ, who always and alone is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our redeemed, turning Redeemer. I'm so grateful to God for this 25th day on this Saturday morning of our 40-day journey of praying and fasting and seeking the face, the voice, and the will of God. What a joy it is to greet all of our Reset family on this morning. And as we thank the Lord for another day that the Lord has made and another opportunity we have to continue to draw closer. Listen, we are almost in those final stages. We are 2 weeks away, 2 weeks away from being completed. We've come this far. Don't give up now. Don't quit. Remember, wherever you stumble, the Holy Spirit gives you strength to get back up and continue on that journey. Listen, everybody. You all know that over these past few days, we've been praying about the obstacles that stand in our way of living out the love of Jesus Christ. The things that happen to us and in our minds and in our hearts that diminish our desire to want to learn, want to love our neighbors, and to pray for them that despitefully use us. I fully believe that the only way we fight against this rising hatred and evil within our land is by continuously and intentionally living out the love of Jesus Christ. So we've been praying, one, about our anger to make certain that even in our angry moments, we do not sin and do not allow our anger to keep us from loving others. We've talked about the danger of comparison and how comparing ourselves to others leads to envy and insecurity and self-righteousness. Yesterday, remembering the young ruler that came to Jesus and asked about who his neighbor was, we understood that sometimes the manipulation of the word of God prevents that we allow those who use the word of God in inappropriate ways to convince us of what we should and should not do. And therefore, we desire to be good stewards of God's word and live out loud. Not just in our healing, but in our doing. Today, this morning, as we continue in that vein of prayer, there is yet one more thing I believe that stands against us at times from looking at our neighbors and loving them. It was a mindset that existed in antiquity that has resurrected in modernity, a philosophy that guided people's thoughts and perspectives of the word and each other. One author determined and defined it as a limited good mindset. What is limited good mindset? Really, it's a mindset that there's only but so much good and prosperity and well-being in the world. And therefore, whenever one group or one person accesses some, there's less for others. It's the mindset that there's only one pie, and the bigger the slice you get, the smaller the slice that's left for me and my family. That the only way to progress in life is at the expense of someone else or some other group. And when a limited good mindset is created within society, there are those who want to limit access to others. There are those who want to make certain that DEI is dead, because if you get a seat at the table, there's one less seat for me. If you get a chance, there's a less chance for me. And that, I believe, is one of the mindsets that is running rampant through our land that causes us to look at others and see them not as brothers and sisters and siblings in Christ, but as a threat to our very own prosperity, our own well-being, and our own good. And today I pray that the Lord will continue to move us from that space. God, here we are on Thursday morning. It's day 25 of this 40-day journey. And as always, gracious Lord and Father God, I begin this prayer by thanking you for brand new mercies that have met us this morning and sufficient grace that awaits us as this day unfolds. We gather on this prayer line today, O gracious Holy Father God, thanking you for the call to seek and hear your promises, that when we seek you with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our souls, and all our strength, when we put nothing else before you, Lord, when we discipline ourselves, when we enter into the perfect rest that you've given, God, that not only do we hear you and discern you, but we draw closer to you. I thank you, gracious, loving Father God, for reconciliation in our relationships. I thank you, loving Father God, for overcoming the estrangement. I thank you, loving Father God, for allowing us to feel you once again and to know that our lives are walking hand in hand with you. Thank you, O gracious, loving Father God, for the areas of our lives where you strengthened us. Thank you, gracious, loving Father God, for the areas where you've been breaking us. Thank you, loving Father God, for the areas where you've reconnected intimacy. Thank you, O God, for reestablishing our prayer life. Thank you for giving us a commitment to the Word of God. Thank you for being able to discipline our flesh. Gracious, loving Father God, you've been doing such a great work in these 25 days. And we thank you, Lord, today for another opportunity to draw closer to you. As we seek you, Lord, Heavenly Father God, our desire is to learn to live out the love of Jesus Christ, that purely and perfectly we become examples of the love of Christ, not only preached, but practiced, and that through us, people will be dismantled of their hate, that we would diffuse anger, O Lord, that our presence would calm down the bigotry and the isms that are rising quickly within our land. Today, O gracious Holy Father God, I ask that you remind us that you are not a God of limited anything, that you are a God, that you are an infinite God, and Lord, that you are able to bless my neighbor and bless me. Lord, that you never run short of your goodness and your grace. Remind us, O gracious, loving Father God, that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein, says Psalms 24, it all belongs to you. That you, O gracious, loving Father God, are the God that is able to open up the windows of heaven, and that in your commandment, you will pour out blessings that we do not have room enough to receive. So I don't need to be intimidated or threatened by anyone being blessed of you, Lord. As a matter of fact, we can pray for others to be blessed. Here's a sign that you know your prayer. Life is growing when you're praying for the Lord to be rich and kind and gracious, not only to those you love, but to those who stand against you. Lord, I pray that you would be so good and kind and gracious to my neighbor and my enemy that there's no room for hatred in their heart. Remind us, O gracious, loving Father God, that the cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to you, that when you hear our prayer, your word says that you answer exceeding and abundantly, going above all that we ask or think. Gracious, loving Father God, today we stand in assurance that you are still the God who multiplies bread and fish to feed the multitudes. And though that there is always leftover, that your hand is never short to be kind and gracious, Lord, so that as you bless someone else, it's not a threat to me. And gracious, loving Father God, as you pour out your goodness upon another group, it doesn't limit what my people can have. Lord, I pray today that you remind us that you are a God, that you are a good and a gracious and a kind God. And therefore, gracious, loving Father God, today we are praying. I want to pray for those who are dealing with the anxiety of the loss of a job. And this transition takes hold and this administration walks into the White House. Lord, there are so many who are concerned about their well-being. Lord, I pray that you remind them that you are a door opener, a way maker, and a provider. Gracious, loving Father God, today we pray for those who would want to limit the access to the resources of grace to other groups and segments of society, and remind us, oh Lord, that you are able to do exceeding and abundantly above. Gracious, loving Father God, I pray that you will continue to live, that we will continue to live, that are in our minds and our mouths, that we would not allow through life as those who are threatened or intimidated, but those who know that our God is good to all who call upon his name. So, Lord, gracious Heavenly Father God, today we ask you to be a waymaker. We ask you to be a provider. We ask you, O Lord, as Elijah did, to show yourself strong, Lord, that we may have faith and trust and belief that our God is able, that our God is able, that our God is able. And you remind us in the words of Jesus that you are the vine and we are the branch, that as long as we stay connected to you, all things are possible. So, gracious Lord and Father God, today we remove the word impossible from our vocabulary. And by faith, we believe that you are able to take care of and provide for your children. So, Lord, this is our prayer that you would take care of us, that you would provide for us, that you would hear the words of Jesus who said, "Why are you worried about how the Lord will provide? If the Lord takes care of the birds of the air, surely God is able to take care of us." So, gracious, loving Father God, we trust that the same way you provide for your creation, you will provide for us. Take care, O Lord. Make ways for us. Provide the needs. And Lord, we promise to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Gracious, loving Father God, thank you for this 25th day of seeking you. Now, with the trust that you are a provider, we come before you asking you to hear our needs, O Lord, to provide where we are in deficit, and to give us a mouth and a heart of gratitude for all that you do. It is well with my soul. This is our prayer, gracious loving Father God, on this 25th day. Give us strength now, and as we seek, as we fast, as we pray, and as we live out the love of Jesus Christ. Gracious loving Father God, don't let hatred, don't let anger, don't let comparison, don't let the false use of the word of God, and don't let a limited good mentality enter our hearts and minds today as we seek to love our neighbors in the same way that you love us. This is our prayer, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, as we go about this 25th day on this Saturday, asking you to lead us and guide us. In Jesus' name we do pray. And all the redeemed of the Lord who love the Lord and were seeking God said, Amen, amen. And amen. Beloved, I want to thank you all for joining us on our prayer line this morning. I am praying for you and asking that you pray for me. I look forward to being back in this space with you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. as the mercy and grace of God would afford us the opportunity. Don't forget that we do record the prayers for an opportunity for you to share them with someone else. And I look forward to being in the pulpit to share the word of God with you on this weekend. This is Pastor Hawley. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed and a beautiful day on purpose, everyone, in Jesus' name.